Mr. Fox. Outside Mr. Fox's garden, three maids playing with a golden ball. Jenny threw it up and Susan caught it. Mary bounced it over the wall. The wall is high. Mr. Fox has a little red eye. In she ran to fetch it back again. The garden gate stood open wide. Suddenly it was locked and bolted. Mr. Fox stood just inside. The wall is high. The grasses shiver and the tall trees sigh. He said, I'll keep your golden ball, Miss Mary. I shall have it and here you'll stay. You'll keep my house and be my servant. Never stir out for a year and a day. The wall is high, his smile is cruel, and his eyes are sly. Spring and summer pass like shadows. She watched the green leaves fade and fall. She walked alone in the empty garden. And Mr. Fox said nothing at all. The wall is high. Never a soul come near nor by. Three strange things he did forbid her. Never you touch my iron box. Never go in the 13th bedroom, nor near the bed, said Mr. Fox. The wall is high. Mary, don't you ask me why. Mary, she rose up one morning, found that iron box on a shelf. But of all the rooms at Mr. Fox's bedrooms, there were only 12. The wall is high. Mary, don't you peep nor pry. One day Mr. Fox went walking. In that box she found a key. It fitted a lock she'd never unfastened, and when she opened it, what did she see? The wall is high. The lock said stop, and the key said fly. In Mr. Fox's 13th bedroom, a naked sword hung on the wall. In a silver bowl on the bed's black counterpane, Mary saw her golden ball. The wall is high. The bed said, come, and the sword said, die. In she ran to fetch it back again, to snatch it off the great black bed. Out jumped Mr. Fox and leapt at her. His teeth flashed white and his eyes shone red. The wall is high. Outside Mr. Fox his garden, three maids playing with a golden ball. Jenny threw it up and Susan caught it. Annie bounced it over the wall.